Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very glad that our good friend Arnella Gross is back on the show. Arnella is the author of Moneylicious, a financial clue for Generation Y. She is a retirement planner at the Teachers Retirement System of Georgia. And she spends a lot of her time helping us, people like you and me, and especially young folks, become a little smarter and hopefully a little more honest about the way we feel about money. Arnella Gross, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Glad you have me back.
Good to have you back. One of the things you've been talking a lot about is the fact that we need to try to be honest with ourselves about how we feel about money, about how money impacts our lives, about how we respond to money, how we behave with money, this love-hate relationship we have with money, right?
Right.
So talk to us about that.
Yeah, that I've noticed working with a lot more with those who are getting ready to retire, or some those who are either getting ready to retire or those who are more of sometimes my generation who, even on this show with being a small business, a lot of people in their 20s and even 30s are starting their own businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not always being mindful of how their own beliefs and behaviors are impacting them when it comes to money.
Well, tell us what that means. What does that mean, beliefs and behaviors? How does that connect with money?
Sometimes people might have, rules of thumb. And it could be something such as, for instance, in my own family, it was kind of like this. Oh, it's just, $50 extra. And
yeah,
you spend maybe $1,000 or $2,000 on something.
Right.
Or it could be when you buy a car, mm-hmm, you may be already spending tens of thousands of dollars, $20,000, $30,000,
right,
for, let's say, a brand new car. Sometimes a used one, depending. Would typically be less. But
mm-hmm,
they might have an extra navigation system on there.
Right. Well, that's just another $750.
Right. That's just another
$1,000. Yeah, yeah.
And so we kind of, even the way we might even say it already devalues our own dollar.
If I'm already spending 30, what's another 1,000? That's how we justify it, right?
Exactly. Same thing with buying a home. It's $500,000, what's another $20,000? I'm already spending $500,000. So we put the pain,
yeah,
of it already in a large purchase.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't even feel it anymore.
How should we be honest about that? What does honesty have to do? What should we do about that?
Well, it's not always has to be this way, the way I'm about to explain it, but I would really encourage people to just keep the value of the dollar the same, no matter how you spend it, whether it's $1,000 extra or $50 extra. Would you take the time to just, if you're buying a new car, for example,
right,
would you spend the extra money if you had to fix your current car, or
right,
would you go around and shop around a little more?
Right.
If you're going to spend an extra $2,000 because of all the bells and whistles, would you normally do that with your current existing car if the mechanic came in and told you, oh, by the way, it's going to cost you $2,000?
Right.
No, you'd probably think about it for a moment. So the same thing with anything that you do, especially with, in business as well.
So you're saying, hold on, you're saying that if the extra navigation system is $1,000 more, what I should say is to myself is, okay, if I weren't buying a car and somebody wanted to put this navigation system on my existing car, would I pay $1,000 for it?
Exactly. You kind of have to compartmentalize.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Each component mm-hmm. in a way.
And you probably wouldn't. You probably wouldn't spend $1,000. You'd say, what are you kidding me? I can do a lot of other things with that $1,000 than that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. All of a sudden you start thinking about, I could put that to the side for an emergency.
Right, or whatever.
More than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's also very, also to be honest, in what you, we don't even realize on what we tend to spend our money on. And that could just be just our, naturally, just subconsciously, we tend to
right.
spend without realizing it. Certain things that are on sale.
Mm-hmm.
I know people who started their own businesses, the same thing. They sometimes don't really shop around for the best deals if they're need certain equipment, things like that, because
right.
they tend to be in a rush to get things started mm-hmm. with their own business instead mm-hmm. of just thinking it through for a moment and really planning it out.
What are some of the big things that you see when you're dealing with people who are, because you work with a lot of retirement folks, people who are planning to retire, that's what you do for a living. What are some of the biggest mistakes you see people making at that stage of their life?
Not realizing what their lifestyle is going to be like when they retire.
How it's going to change?
How it's going to change. And for many of them, sometimes it's not realizing that they may not be able to take as many trips as they used to. If they haven't prepared,
right?
They're
going to have to be on a budget more than ever before now, right?
Yes, and the natural thing that I hear is, "Well, I won't be contributing that much anymore to my 401k or my 403b,
right.
or I won't be contributing because now that you're not earning money, you're no longer eligible to contribute to your IRAs,
right,
or other retirement accounts. So now you have to live off of it,
right?
And that's sometimes where the issue, most of the times where the
mm-hmm.
you know, concerns are, is deciding now what your lifestyle is going to be like. Do you need to downsize?
And right.
that type of planning needs to happen not 2 years ahead of time
mm-hmm.
before you retire. It's got to be years ahead of time, you know, at least put in 5-6 years, I would say, in deciding on what type, how you're going to change your lifestyle, because
mm-hmm.
if you're planning on retirement in 5 or 6 years, you have a good idea if you're going to be prepared or not.
Right. And how many people do you work with that you feel like are financially ready to retire, and how many are not ready?
Well, there's a bit of a combination. I happen to actually work with educators who,
right.
Hopefully no one gets upset, has a pension.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So what's interesting is that even though there are those people who do have a pension, there's
right.
still a lack of preparation, and
mm-hmm.
they're starting to find out
Are you saying that most people are not prepared? Would you say that most people are not prepared?
Most people are not prepared.
Yeah, interesting.
Are not prepared.
Ornella, give us your website quickly, please.
You can go to ornellagross.com.
G-R-O-S-Z. This is her, how you spell her last name, Ornella, with two L's. It starts with an O. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Right back with more of this after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.